thought Soame, and the cracked earthen pot. Once there was a poor couple who lived far away in a cave. Every day, early in the morning, the husband, thought Soame, went to the village. A master beggar, he always returned with lots of food and money. The couple lived simply. They ate whatever was given to them and cooked in a cracked earthen pot. One day, Tat Soame spotted two water buffaloes fighting in a paddy. "A bad omen," he cried. "Storms and floods are on the way." Back home, he told his wife what he had seen and bid her to gather all their belongings in the cave. "We are rich as long as we have rice to sell," he said happily. Sure enough, rains and floods destroyed the fields. Farmers lost their crops, and families went hungry. The couple took advantage of the disaster. They sold rice at a high price and lent money at high interest rates. "Such piles of money!" exclaimed Tat Soame. "Finally, we can leave this filthy cave." They burned their ragged clothings and smashed their only cooking pot. Before long, the now greedy couple were the richest, most powerful people in the village. They lived in a big house with a beautiful garden and many servants and animals. One day, the queen's younger brother, Lord Bong, came to the village to see Tat Soame's treasures for himself. "My house is spotless," boasted Tat Soame. "I have 50 servants dressed in silk."
"Oh, really?" answered Lord Bong.
"All the curtains in my mansion are made of silver silk spun by rare silkworms." Tat Soame was not pleased. "Let's go see my elephant with the world's longest tusks," he bragged. "And have you ever seen a two-headed antelope? It's my most prized pet." Lord Bong was getting fed up. Just then, Tat Soame's old friend whispered into his ear. Lord Bong grew excited and said to Tat Soame, "Let's gather all the villagers to watch our final contest. The winner gets all the loser's belongings." Tat Soame was sure he could win this contest. "No problem," he laughed. "Listen carefully, Tat Soame," Lord Bong said. "Do you have a cracked earthen cooking pot?" What could Tat Soame say? He fumed silently as all his belongings were carried from his house. His greed and ingratitude had cost him his fortune. All he needed was that old, cracked earthen cooking pot, but it was too late. He had smashed it to pieces long ago. For the rest of his life, Tat Soame regretted his actions and kept clicking his tongue like a gecko until he died. He was reborn as a house gecko, or Tat Soame, also known as Tan Lan in the South. Moral: be grateful for what you have. It is better to be satisfied than to always want something else.